don't want to be very long, but we were speaking this morning of affection for Christ, and I'd like to just make reference, I believe, to two passages. One is in the 17th chapter of Luke, a portion here that we are all very familiar with. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that is the Lord Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They were not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This portion is very familiar with most of us here. And so I just want to bring out basically one point, is that first we might mention that these 10 lepers were all healed. Not one of them were left with leprosy. But we find something unique here with one of them. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks that he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? It says that these 10 lepers enjoyed the cleansing of their leprosy. They were no longer debtors or slaves to that horrible disease, leprosy, which is often referred to as a type of sin. But one of them enjoyed something that the other 10 didn't enjoy. The other 9, rather. One of them enjoyed something that the other 10 did not enjoy. And that was to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to bow before him and to worship him. Oh, there are many believers today that we meet and then sometimes enjoy their company. But as I said this morning, I believe there is a movement in this day and age. I was talking to another brother in another city, and he felt that the same in his city, that Christianity is becoming a socialized thing. Many are saying, oh, we don't care where you go, and you don't have to worry about where I go, but let's just get together and socialize. But this one leper enjoyed something that the other 9 didn't, was to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And I believe he had a personal affection for the one. Personal affection for the one that healed him. And I guess what I would like to just emphasize this afternoon is what we took up this morning, I believe, is having a personal affection for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as we read the Word of God, and I often say that the Word of God is
not meant for a lazy Christian. He expects us to dig. It's good to come to reading meetings as we had this morning. I think we all, most of us, enjoyed what came out this morning in a collective reading meeting. But you know, there's no substitute for the reading of the Word of God yourself. Private reading and private prayer. And it's wonderful when we get into the presence of the Lord Jesus and we are able to, in the present reading of the Word, and we're able to pull out those nuggets, those hidden nuggets, that we can make good for our own soul. Something that we can enjoy between us and the Lord. And so I would encourage each one here, young and old, that we develop personal affection for the one who saved us. I'd like to go just to another portion, John 20. John 20, and perhaps we could just read down a few verses, chapter 1. Again, a very well-known portion of the Word of God. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled, taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran, both of them together. The other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw linen clothes, lying, yet not, he went not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and leaneth to the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, and was wrapped together in one place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which first came to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. And as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home, but Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Verse 15, And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and to your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Well, we find here in this portion more than one person. We find Mary Magdalene and some disciples. But what struck me here is after they had gone to the sepulchre, it says in verse 10, Then the disciples went away again to their own house. Then the disciples went away again to their own house. Somewhat, we might say, speaking reverently, aloof to what had really taken place. They just went home. But we find Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. What was different in Mary than these disciples? I believe that there was a very deep affection for the Lord Jesus. She could not go back to her house aloof. She had a personal affection for that one who had died. In And you know, the Lord Jesus recognized that personal affection. Mary Magdalene had the privilege of being the first who were to see the Lord alive because of her personal affection for him. She not only has the privilege of seeing the Lord first, but she has the privilege of hearing him say something to her that I don't believe that has been revealed before. The Lord Jesus said to her, "I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I have ascended unto my Father and to my God and your God." The Lord Jesus no longer referred to the Father just as his Father, but he could say to Mary and Magdalene, "Your Father, your God." And so he revealed a very special truth that we enjoy today to Mary. And then he gave Mary that opportunity to go to the disciples and say, "She had seen the Lord, and he'd spoken these things to her." So I believe the Lord appreciates, not only, as it's mentioned, reading the Word of God, not only having the knowledge of the Word. My father used to say, my late father used to say, we can be just as clear, speaking of the Word of God, we can be very clear, but we can be just as cold as an icicle. We can have a knowledge of the Word of God, but we don't have a personal affection for Christ. I believe it's going to be revealed in our lives, and we're going to be cold, not only towards our blessed Savior, but our blessed brethren as well. And I believe if we recognize what's brought out very importantly this morning, that the one body, and who is the head of that body, is Christ. And if we have personal affection for him, our dear brethren are going to mean a lot to us. If we don't have personal affection for Christ, how can we expect to have a love for our brother? I believe it starts with personal affection for Christ. So I thought I'd just mention these two things. With respect to the 10 lepers, one experienced something, but the other 9 did not. He experienced a personal relationship with Christ in his presence. And here Mary Magdalene, while the disciples went to their own home, somewhat aloof, you might say, speaking reverently, Mary Magdalene had a personal affection for Christ, and there she stood weeping. And the Lord recognized that, and she was the first to reveal herself to him. He revealed to her that precious truth: "My God, your God; my Father, your Father." And then he gave her that privilege of going and telling her brethren that she had seen the Lord. May we value personal affection for our blessed Savior.